In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the Lord gave us parables to give us multiple meanings in one story, apparent meanings and also spiritual meanings, and also meanings that are very difficult to understand without much spiritual experience, without effort, without desire, because He many times would say He was ears to hear, let Him hear. Well, everyone has ears, but not everybody hears, because not everybody listens to spiritual things. So the parables have deep spirituality in them and a lot of symbolism in them. And this is the case with the parable today about the vineyard. Now, on its surface, this parable was an indictment of the Jews, because the Jews, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the ruling elite are always the same. They want to keep their jobs, and they are more interested in their own ego and their own gratification than anything else. And it was that way then, it's that way now. So the ruling elite were basically immoral people. And they recognized in the parable where they fit. They were the ones who killed the servants that came for the harvest. And it is given three times that servants came, or twice that servants came for the harvest, and then the last time, the son. And they recognized who the son was. The Lord was referring to Himself. So that's the apparent meaning, that the Jews were going to kill Christ. He told them they were. They wanted to after He said things like this. He also said that the vineyard would be given to other householders. They didn't quite understand this because they were too racist to understand it, too ethnocentric. They didn't understand that the Gentiles would be brought in, although it was all over their scriptures. How they could have missed it, I don't know, because it's all over the Old Testament, not just in the New, that the Gentiles would come in. That's the apparent meaning of the parable. But we're not Jews, and we don't live back then. So how does the parable apply to us? Look at the care in which the Lord took to prepare this vineyard. There's a lot of things that were done. He's very descriptive. He says there is a householder which planted a vineyard. Now the householder is God. The vineyard, in the apparent meaning, is the Jewish people. But in the spiritual meaning, it is you and me. It is our souls. He hedged it round about. Well, the hedge for the Jews was the law. The hedge for Christians is the law being fulfilled by Jesus Christ, Christian tradition, our way of life, our way of fasting and of prayer and of humility, a way that is not like the world's. That is the hedge that protects us. He hedged it round about. He dug a wine press in it. Or for the Jews, this would be the sacrifices. But for us, of course, wine is used to become the body and blood, or the blood of Christ with bread and the body. And so the wine press is the Eucharist. He built a tower. Well, for the Jews, this would be the temple, which towers above all things. And for us, it would be the church and prayer and gathering together to pray. So he let it out to husbandmen, and those husbandmen would be, of course, for the Jews, would be the Jewish people should be tending in the vineyard. The Lord gave them the law. He made them a people that He especially favored, and He told them how to live. They emphasized parts of the law that were about legalistic things, such as how much you wash and sacrifices that you give. But the meat of the law, we know, of course, is to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and to love our neighbor as ourself. And there's many other things in the law, in the prophets, the Psalms, the wisdom literature, that told the Jewish people how they should live. To follow the Lord. To live in a good way. To be kind. To forgive their enemies. It's in there. They just didn't understand it. And so we are also husbandmen. We are given now not just the law, but Jesus Christ, the creator of the law. Why not just be given a wine press, but the body and blood of Christ? So we are responsible. This parable, if you look in its deeper meaning, is that you are Christians that are called to bear fruit. Christianity, in our day especially, has been distilled down to just a few maxims, a few ethical precepts. As far as morality, well, that's flexible. Different people have different moralities and call themselves Christian. People can be Christian, they say, and not even have ever read the Bible, not even know it. People can be Christian and live any way they want in our day and age. I even encounter it among the Orthodox. There's very little understanding of morality, of how we should live among Orthodox. That's why most of you know my favorite question to ask. That is, what's the meaning of your life? Why are you here? Why were you born? They all are the same question. If you don't know the answer to that question, then you won't be living according to the fulfillment of the law. Because the purpose of Jesus Christ coming was for your perfection. And so the purpose of life, of course, you should know, is for you to know God, to be in His presence, to be filled with perfection, to have all of your passions expunged, to know Him intimately and personally. And this is the job of you, the householder, tending to your own soul. And if you do a decent job on that, then you should be tending to other souls too. Because there should be an excess, overflowing. The Holy Spirit, remember, is a wellspring welling up. So there should be lots of water, and it should be available for other people too. Your family, your friends, your enemies, your co-workers, even perhaps just an acquaintance that you might meet once in your life, but there might be something that you must give them. And if you don't have the grace to give it to them, you're not going to be able to do it. You won't be a good householder. Of course, that grace comes from God. But remember, God's grace is referred to as rain. Rain, not all rain that falls is useful, right? A lot of it goes down into the gutter and out back into the sea or into the rivers, and it doesn't irrigate the crops. So, is the grace of the Holy Spirit? The grace of the Holy Spirit falls upon us, but how much of it do we catch? How much of it do we retain? We're responsible for that. These householders that tended the vineyard, they were responsible for the fruits of the vineyard. Because you don't grow a vineyard so that you can just look at a bunch of grapevines. Right? You grow it for the grapes, so you can harvest the grapes and make wine. You take fruit from the vineyard and make it into something good. And so we are householders just as the Jews were householders. We are householders of our souls and also of others if we take care of ourselves. And so we know the story, right? That the householders are told to give of the fruits, and there aren't any fruits. Or they don't want to share them, so they kill the servants. We are required to give fruit to God. Christianity is not just about saying you believe stuff. Christianity is living according to what you believe. That's very critical. And that might seem like a trivial thing, like, oh, sure, of course, we know that. Well, we don't live like we know that. I certainly know that. I've preached about it 1,000 times. Some of you who've known me long enough would be able to shake your head, yeah, I've heard it 1,000 times. And yet, even though I preached it 1,000 times, I'm aware of times in my life when I'm not bearing fruit, when I'm not thinking about my purpose in life. When we get away from our purpose in life is when we get in trouble. And we have bad thoughts and bad actions, and it just doesn't work out well. Your purpose is to bear fruit. It's not just to have children, have a job, to prepare for your retirement, to go on vacations occasionally, maybe buy a boat, whatever it is you do in your life. Your purpose is to bear fruit. You have been purchased with a price, a precious price, and you owe God your obedience. Christianity, even in Orthodoxy, at least among the people sometimes, God is very permissive. Our God requires of us our hearts. He will take not a portion of our heart. He'll take the whole thing or nothing at all. So we should get out of our heads this modern permissive God who allows everything and only requires that people have some sort of namby-pamby love for one another, which means tolerating everything. Not being courageous to call anything a sin. That's not love. Love is to follow our Lord. He told us what's right and wrong. We should strive to do it. And that is the bearing of fruit. To become perfected. Now, if you've got things in your life that you're not doing right, you must beg the Lord to help you with them. It's not right. It's not good. It's not okay that you've got these things going on. God will help you. With repentance, everything is possible. But without repentance, you're just going to stay, and then you're going to drift down. People don't stay the same if they don't repent. They get worse. You're called to bear fruit. It's a glorious calling. So do it. That's what this parable is teaching us. And really, we should understand, our God is not the permissive God of this century, and pretty much of the last century too. Our God is a jealous God. He requires our hearts. We better give them to Him. He's given us everything we need. He's given us the Son of God, becoming man, making our flesh able to become perfected. He's giving us the Holy Spirit who abides in us, the body and blood of Christ, the teachings of the church, the way of life that is in the church. He's given us everything. So why do we vacillate? Why do we procrastinate? Work hard. Now, this whole description of this vineyard had a lot of things in it. We must avail ourselves of these things. How much are you doing it? You know how much I tell you to read the scriptures. How much do you do it? To pray? To fast? Now, you might not be good at fasting, but if you're trying, God's going to help you. Now, if you're not trying, you're pretty much in deep trouble. If you're not trying. That's basically the fact with all of Christian life. If you're not trying, you'll be judged. It's about trying. It's about making an effort. It's not about reaching some sort of perfect goal that you invent for yourself and you always feel that you're inadequate. It's just about trying. Just like our children. They make tons of mistakes, all kinds of things, but overall they learn. But of course they're free from all of our crippling esteem issues and jealousy and pride and all that stuff that freezes us in our sins. bear fruit. That's what this parable is telling you. You're responsible for it. And this is especially important in our day and age, when Christianity is becoming a skeleton of what it should be. Most people will say they're Christian and have no idea what it means. And that includes people who are Orthodox. They have no idea that it means that they must follow God's law, that they must strive for perfection, that there are right things and wrong things to do in the world. There is an immoral way of life, and there is a way that leads to death, and there is a moral way of life that leads to life. We need this message. You need to understand that there is a judgment, because at the end of this parable, the Lord says that he would kill those wicked husbandmen and let out the vineyard to others. You can also think of that as the judgment. So may God help us to bear fruit in our vineyard. Take stock of ourselves. You can always try a little harder. I know this by experience, because I can always try a little harder. And when I do, things get better. So try a little harder. If you're not reading the Gospels, start doing it. I've given you an offer. You're confused about anything, you talk to me. Very, very little do people take me up on my offers. If you're not sure about how to pray, if you have trouble fasting, talk to me. Like I said, my phone is not ringing off the hook. That must mean you're all doing just fine. But I'll tell you what, I'm not doing fine. So what? You know what? I don't think you are either. Because we're sinners. So struggle for perfection. Struggle to bear fruit. And like I said, I'm available. I've learned a few things, and I'm more than happy to share them. The purpose of your life, brothers and sisters, is to bear fruit in the vineyard. The vineyard is your soul. May God help you to do this. Amen.